Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
An update now on the tragedy and recovery efforts in Texas. Jim Ryan is joining us. And in Central Texas, Jim, we're seeing the best and worst of people after that flood disaster.
Yes. Last night, for example, there was a concert, an online concert held by a fairly well-known musician, a country western singer. It raised $333,000 in just 3 hours with this online concert through contributions, through the Facebook page, through an online auction that they did during the concert. It worked pretty well. And something like that, you can be fairly sure, is a legitimate source of charity. But the Better Business Bureau and other organizations are warning that scammers are out there. They're lurking, just waiting for something like the Central Texas flood, Susan, to present an opportunity to scam people. So they'll cast a wide net. They'll send out appeals for donations, none of it going to the charities that they intend to represent, and the money strictly going to the scammers.
You know, it makes it very tough for people to kind of tell what's actually helping and what's not, and it's all that more reason to just kind of maybe stick with the big names that you trust, that you know are on the ground there.
Well, absolutely. The American Red Cross is always a safe bet. AmeriCares is one. World Central Kitchen. When I was in Kerrville the other day, I saw the presence of the World Central Kitchen. GoFundMe has kind of a master page of different groups that are soliciting donations. GoFundMe has vetted those. GoFundMe itself has opened a donation page. It started with a $100,000 contribution to it. So there are sources there that you can trust as well.
So, I mean, the scammers just seem to prey on the most vulnerable at their weakest moments, right?
Well, yes. And people who want to help. There are people around the world who are reaching out to those flood victims down in Central Texas with offers of help. We also have heard, and may have mentioned this the other day, that some scammers are reaching out to the victims' families and telling them, hey, I know where your child is. I have your child here, but I need $500 in order to transport your kid to you, etc. And yeah, it's shocking and despicable.
Yeah, terrible. Well, Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan joining us, the latest, what to watch out for if you're looking to help with the situation in Texas.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.